sometimes the greatest truth can be best expressed in the simplest way. For example, the saying, "My God is so high, you can't get over him." That's pretty high. The Bible also tells us that God has no beginning and has no end. I can't begin to perceive that. Can you? There's no analogy I can come up with that makes it totally clear. Another thing that the Bible tells us is that God is love. Not that love is just one of his many attributes, but that he is love. All that God is and does is love. In other words, when God creates, he creates in love. And also, it's for us to know that when God judges, he judges in love. We're not used to that kind of love. Maybe that's because most of us put limits on our love, restricting it to just those who love us. We usually want something in return for the best things we give. But God isn't like that. He loves us even when we don't love him. God's love is expressed through his grace. No matter how well-behaved we try to be, none of us deserve God's favor. And yet, God loves us anyway, and nothing we have done or can do will take us beyond his loving reach. The Apostle John wrote these encouraging words, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Now that's a love so high you can't get over it, or around it, or away from it. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.